More exclusive content, exclusive conversations, weekly Bible study, and much, much more. Well, join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group. You can do so by sending me a friend request to my Facebook page, PSTR, Michael Smith on Facebook, and I'll add you to the group. Go ahead, Brother Israel.
This is from Deadline.com. Article headline, Murray Fishel died. Oscar nominated Tootsie screenwriter, Broadway playwright, was 93.
Oh, you guys know what that is. You know what 93 symbolizes? Time. It was his time. That's what 93 symbolizes. Go ahead.
Murray, whose writing brought a 1964 Tony Award nomination for the Broadway play Love and a 1982 Oscar nomination for the hit Dustin Hoffman comedy, Tootsie, died October 1st at a nursing home in Portchester, New York. He was 93.
And I know a lot of people, say, well, he's old age. No. When you pass your soul through the fire of the Moloch, when you win these type of Oscars and these Grammys and, you know what I'm saying, world-winning screenplays and stuff of that nature, the only way it can happen for you, if you are a screenplay writer, I'm going to play this. If you are a screenplay writer and you are thinking about having your screenplay turned into a movie, if you ain't doing it yourself, then you pass your soul through the fire of the Moloch. You know what I'm saying? If you got a screenplay, invest in it yourself. Get your own directors. Get your own actors. And make your own movie. Make your own documentary. And then you can be something. But if you depending on Hollywood to make you into something, well, you're going to end up like all these other celebrities. You got to go through the rituals. Go ahead, Brother Joe.
His death was announced by his son, Zach. A cause of death was not disclosed. Murray, a Brooklyn native, first came to public notice in 1963 with the popular off-Broadway plays The Titus and The Tiger. 2 years later, his Broadway debut, The Absurdist, a comedy Love, was nominated for a Tony Award for Best Play and for Best Author of Play. Directed by Mike Nichols, Love starred Eli Wallach, Ann Jackson, and Alan Arkin. A 1967 film version of Love starring Jack Lemmon, Aline May, and Peter Falk, directed by Clive Donner, was largely ignored, as was the 1967 The Tiger Makes Out. The film version of Murray's play, The Tiger, starring Wallach and Jackson, directed by Arthur Hiller. A more lasting impact on Hollywood came for Murray with Tootsie, starring Hoffman as a struggling New York actor who pretends to be a woman in order to land a big soap opera role.
Pretend to be a woman?
Yeah.
To land a big soap opera role. Wow.
Murray and Hoffman had previously worked together on the 1968 Broadway play Jimmy Shine. The project that would become Tootsie had been kicking around for a decade in various forms. First as a script by Don McGuire called Would I Lie to You? Subsequent drafts would be written by Robert Kupman, Murray, and finally Larry Delbert. With uncredited contributions from Elaine May and Barry Levinson, only Murray and Gilbert received final credit on the finished script, with McGuire and Gilbert receiving a story credit. Murray, Gilbert, and McGuire were nominated for the screenplay Oscar. The film was a hit, smash hit, earning 10 Oscar nominations. Only Jessica Lange won for Best Supporting Actress. The Tootsie screenplay was the basis for the 2019 Tony-nominated Broadway musical adaptation, though the original writers have played no direct role in the musical's development. Writer Robert Horn wrote the musical's book. Murray survived by his son Zach, daughter Jane, and a sister and four grandchildren. His wife died in 2017.
His wife died in 2017. I won't be too surprised if he killed his wife. You know what I'm saying? Because that's part of the, you know what I'm saying? That's part of, you know what I'm saying, being in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's close to you, you know what I'm saying? If they line up with your star, because you a star, you know what I'm saying? And your star, what I mean, what a star is, a star is your spirit. If they line up with your star, then, you know what I'm saying, you are going to be called to sacrifice that person. It's got to result.
That's why a lot of these celebrities, people who's close to them, you know, they be dying left or right. Because if you look in the real world, you know, not Hollywood, I had two deaths in my family. One from an actual overdose, the other was she was getting to that age, but my great grandma. Literally, everybody else, they're not gonna experience death left or right with that.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Unless there is an actual physical cause for it.
Them spirits got to line up. You know what I'm saying? Because they deal with the constellations of, well, I'm not going to say the heavens, but the constellations, the stars, they deal with that. Your astrology. You know what I'm saying?
Certain things are done a certain month to line up, you know. Now they have like Virgo and Pisces and stuff like that. It lines up with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But I would say rest in peace, but I can't say that, you know what I'm saying? 93, it was your time, sir, it was your time. But anyway, this is news. Want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of Illuminati News Hour right here on Illuminati Radio. I'm your host, I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith, and my co-host is Brother Lamig Israel. If you are new to this channel, please hit that subscribe button. Hit that the notifications bell. Also hit that like button, share button, comment board. If you want more exclusive content, exclusive conversation, weekly Bible study, and much, much more, well, join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group. You can do so by sending me a friend request to my Facebook page, and I'll add you to the group. PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. That's PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you.